Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Yesterday, Project Veritas released an undercover video of Everytown for Gun Safety's data director, Alan Bedurka. And he admits in the video that the gun control group actively scams Americans into voting for their candidates. He also admitted that they're afraid of the National Rifle Association and the gun rights group's ability to sue. Now, I find that very interesting because Everytown for Gun Safety is, that's Bloomberg's baby. You would think they've got enough money not to have to worry about that. Prime example of voting scamming is taking place in Arizona, where Senate candidate Mark Kelly, the famous astronaut, if astronauts mean anything to you, who's married to former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, wants to push for strict gun control laws, like an assault weapons ban. According to Bedurka, he doesn't emphasize that in his campaign, although he favors the move. Bedurka said with a smirk in the video, "You've got to beat their propagandists. That's the problem." Kelly just doesn't make it a focal point of his campaign, whereas if he's, open about his opinions, he doesn't focus specifically on the ones that are less likely to change people's minds. There's a higher probability of him being able to enact the kind of legislation you're hoping to see enacted, which basically means, I saw video of his debate the other day, and he comes across, he's trying to come across now as an everyman, he's going to do what's best for the American people, and it doesn't matter if the Republican, what's best for the Republicans, what's best for the Democrats. He's not beholden to any party. Bedurka described Kelly's website stances as milquetoast proposals, and he said he hoped the Senate candidate, if elected, would push for even stricter gun control laws. Interestingly, though, and I've seen this before, there used to be something called the Journo List. And there probably still is something called the journalist. Have you ever noticed how the leftist talking points are always the same? No matter what, especially when it pertains to gun control. First of all, we got to ban automatic weapons. You can hear that in, Tacoma, Washington or Tallahassee, Florida. And that's because with things like the journalists, for example, they coordinate their talking points. And with Everytown for Gun Safety, what they're doing right now, especially with Mark Kelly's campaign, is they're coordinating through hidden messages, their talking points that are sent via press releases. Bedurka said press releases is the most common way to do it, like different press releases that get released. You read the other people's press releases to find out what they're doing. So then you release your own to tell them what you're doing. And they kind of read each and work that way. It's an imperfect system. I wish we could just give up the goat and stop pretending that, we aren't connected and we have to keep this firewall or whatever. But, that's typically how it's done. It's like that kind of beat around the bush kind of thing. But if we do, that is because if we didn't, it would be bad for everything we believe in. So, in other words, they can't come right out and tell you what's going on. This is why they're scamming you. They operate this way. Bedurka said the group and the Kelly campaign operate this way. because they're afraid of the NRA. And he said, the problem is that the NRA, if they were to find out we were doing that, they would make hay out of it. They would take us to court and they would tear us apart. And it's not even necessarily that we would lose, it's that the intractable legal battle that would unveil over it. They have a lot more money than we do. They have a lot more power than we do right now, so they would stomp us if we made a mistake like that. It would put everything in jeopardy, which is why we're so careful not to coordinate. I find that quite amusing. I know NRA is still operating. I know they're doing some things. I haven't heard specifically any of the stuff they're doing right now. They have a bunch of legal issues going on right now. I wish they would rebound. I wish a few things would occur. I wish Wayne LaPierre would resign. I wish he would get, you know, if he's out there and he's worried about his legacy, I guess it would boil down to him saying, I'm doing this for the good of the, for the good of the association. I step down. Everybody would get out there and tell you, well, nobody can do what Wayne does. Well, listen, you better be thinking about that, because Wayne LaPierre is aging. I live in a world now where Eddie Van Halen passes away. I never thought that would happen. I knew he was sick, but nobody gets out of here alive. And getting out there and saying, we have to stay with Wayne because nobody does what Wayne does, you had better start preparing somebody, because Wayne is past his time. Wayne should be retiring right now, worrying about whether this is a catch-and-release stream or whether he can eat that later today. You know? And instead, we got this. But, I mean, it's interesting that in a moment of candor, a person in the inner dwellings of the of Everytown says they're actively afraid of the NRA. Given, despite everything that's going on. Now, Mark Kelly is a gun control activist. He wanted to be a straw buyer one time. He trots his wife out. I feel like he uses his wife. I feel it's almost like spousal abuse, you know, because he trots her out there. The story is that his wife founded the anti-Second Amendment group Giffords. Since her unfortunate wounding, they've actively worked to restrict your right to keep and bear arms, despite having armed security themselves. And, those of us that fight for this and warn about people like Kelly, who pretend to be moderate but are really far left, especially when it comes to a assault weapons ban, universal background checks, and red flag laws. All Bedurka did was confirm what we all knew all along. These gun control groups are full of hot air. They're not as popular as they make themselves out to be. They don't have the support. They don't really have a paying membership. They don't, the NRA has 5 million people paying to be a part of it. And that should tell you something. When push comes to shove, gun owners show up. We vote, we knock on doors, we make phone calls. We do the footwork to make sure these elitists aren't sitting on their high horses, preventing us from protecting ourselves and our families. We're in for a bumpy ride. We're in for a bumpy ride. Nonetheless, Everytown does not, there's one thing you never notice. I mean, I was talking about SHOT Show earlier. There's an NRA annual meeting. When was the last time Everytown had an annual meeting of the membership? Or the Giffords people? Or the Brady campaign? When was the last time they held a meeting somewhere in a venue where they spoke to the membership? That's because they don't have any. They're propped up by a bunch of big money people. The same people probably funding Antifa. The same people probably funding Antifa. And we're going to find out who that is very shortly, too. We're going to find all that out. It's all coming very shortly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I'm going to take you back to June 28, 2020. An angry mob broke through a private locked security gate, trespassing onto a private street in a St. Louis historic district where Mark and Patricia McCluskey live. Their home stands closest to the gate than any other on the street. Every protester that piled through the demolished security gate broke the law, either by demolishing the gate or trespassing onto private property. Some went further, shouting felony threats of murder and arson at the top of their voices, set aflame by the original false narrative that Minneapolis police murdered George Floyd when Floyd actually killed himself with a massive fentanyl overdose of four times the lethal amount. The cursing, salivating crowd didn't give a damn about the facts of the Floyd case, or any other case, for that matter. And they're never going to. They only want to destroy. As they are sitting there, you know, they're stunned. I mean, they're sitting there having dinner. They're frightened. They're startled, thinking they were going to die. They only had one choice, they thought. They grabbed their guns and they rushed into their front yard to defend themselves. They did not plan to die without a fight. And that's the American way. Afterwards, St. Louis's chief prosecutor, Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner, turned the case into a political firestorm by unleashing the power of the prosecutor's office against the homeowners. Gardner, who oversees a train wreck of an office, and who is famous for her pitifully low conviction rate, spewed disparaging public comments, not against the mob, but against the McCluskeys. She said, "I am alarmed at the events that occurred over the weekend where peaceful protesters were met by guns and a violent assault. We must protect the right to peacefully protest, and any attempt to chill it through intimidation or threat of deadly force will not be tolerated." Well, excuse me, dimwit. I mean, excuse me, Madam Prosecutor. Peaceful protesters don't break down iron gates and then trespass onto private property, then threaten to kill people and burn down their homes and kill their dog. But the vindictive Miss Gardner, a Soros-funded Marxist prosecutor, launched a Second Amendment-be-damned political rampage by making an issue of this innocent couple. Her insidious goal was to intimidate and chill others from exercising the constitutional right to self-defense. And by the way, Soros has contributed $116,000 to a political action committee supporting Gardner, the Missouri Justice and Public Safety PAC. Maybe the Soros puppet Gardner wishes the peaceful protesters had killed the McCluskeys, destroyed their home, and killed their dog. Her approach to this is bizarrely upside down. And it is so bizarrely upside down that we have to ask these questions. Is her attack against this couple racially motivated? In classic Marxian fashion, must she be seething because they appear to have succeeded economically? Because they live in a big house. Where's that blind justice? And now we hear that a St. Louis grand jury at Gardner's urging has indicted the McCluskeys on weapons charges, among other charges, and another left-wing political prosecution percolates into sick reality. And this is the Soros way. In St. Louis, Gardner's grandstanding shenanigans go beyond the McCluskey case. In 2018, she tried prosecuting the former Republican Missouri Governor Eric Greitens for trumped-up felony invasion of privacy charges against the state attorney general, after the state attorney general declined the case. Gardner dismissed the case only after a judge ruled that she had to testify as a witness for the defense and face cross-examination. Later, in an examination by the Missouri Ethics Commission, they found the governor had engaged in no wrongdoing. So Gardner's prosecution of Greitens had been a clown show. Gardner has weaponized her office for political purposes. The Justice Department, under Obama, often investigated local law enforcement and prosecutors' offices who appeared in the eyes of the Obama DOJ to be violating the law or the Constitution. Like the Ferguson Police Department in 2014, the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office in 2009, and the Missoula County, Montana Attorney's Office. The DOJ investigated them all for alleged constitutional violations. Now, the DOJ should investigate another prosecutor's office for abuse of power. And they should target the Circuit Attorney's Office for the City of St. Louis and their Chief Prosecutor, Kimberly M. Gardner. What should she be charged with? Political weaponization of her office, intimidating citizens from exercising their constitutional right to bear arms and to protect themselves, and engaging in other reckless politically weaponized prosecutions. And this may be something we see. I have a sneaking suspicion that in a second Trump administration, the 4 years will see a dilution of the deep state and a crackdown on all of these other people that get out here and weaponize something that's supposed to be something else altogether. Barr, who's not a real big Second Amendment guy, I begrudgingly have to give him his props. He is doing a pretty good job as far as working on this deep state angle. And he should crack down on Gardner and prosecutors like Gardner, who weaponized their office for political shenanigans and trash Americans' rights to advance a leftist political agenda. I mean, everybody in St. Louis, left or right, deserves better than Gardner. The nation, everybody in the United States deserves better than this kind of stuff. Because when it becomes okay for one faction, it becomes okay for all factions. All of you leftists out there, you think I'm wrong? I'm not. In the end, it comes for everybody. There is no escape from it. So, this is something that I sincerely hope we see movement on. And I look forward to this next administration just simply because it's going to be a wild ride. Most of the time with a stand-up comic, he'll say, you know, the 7 o'clock show is so much better than the 3 o'clock show. Well, that's what's coming up next, the 7 o'clock show in the second Trump administration. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think if he still has COVID, we shouldn't have a debate.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden discussing an upcoming debate in Miami with President Trump. The former vice president continues.
You're going to have to follow very strict guidelines. I'll be guided by the guidelines of the Cleveland Clinic and what the docs say is the right thing to do. If and when he shows up for debate.
Meanwhile, in Salt Lake City, Utah, Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris getting ready for her debate with Vice President Mike Pence tonight. The Biden campaign expecting Pence to bring his A-game.
We know Mike Pence is a very good debater. He's a very skilled debater. And he gets a lot of credit because he speaks in complete sentences, unlike Donald Trump.
Deputy campaign manager for Joe Biden, Kate Benningfield, speaking there on CNN. USA Radio News. It appears a push for more stimulus is continuing, even if it's only a piecemeal approach. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows suggesting that going this route is the best way to go, as there are 10 areas of agreement between the White House and House Democrats. Regarding an agreement on a larger deal, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
"They didn't want to get a deal this soon. We'll reengage after the election, as the president said. I think we do need another rescue package, but because of the pending election, we simply weren't able to get together."
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is getting out of jail on $1 million bond. He was the officer seen in the viral video placing his knee on George Floyd's neck. Floyd's death and police custody has led to months of riots, protests, and looting. Chauvin was arrested on second-degree murder charges. His trial is scheduled to begin March 8th. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The COVID internment, the rise of the mask empire, and the normalization of Black Lives Matter and Antifa violence have clarified in spades that critical thinking, as opposed to mindless emoting, is more necessary than it's ever been. It is misleading to suggest that feelings or emotions are of no consequence. The difference between the critical thinking and feeling is that whatever feelings a person experiences at any given moment cannot possibly substitute for clear, honest, and authentic thinking. Feelings, in and of themselves, divorced from reason and the sensitivity to contextual consideration, undermine the God-endowed dignity of the human person by diverting the mind away from truth. We're supposed to be better than regular animals. We're supposed to be able to take a moment and reason and not give in to that very primitive thing, which is just how we feel in that second. Just because a person feels this, or that most definitely does not mean, as the feelers among us assume, that their feelings are infallible. Feelings can be and are often based upon a warped understanding of reality. Critically thinking about things is a very selfless activity. People who are able to step outside of themselves and look back at themselves and do a very serious self-examination, they are exhibiting the capacity for critical thinking. The engagement of critical thinking is a mode of self-transcendence. if we as human beings possess an inviolable dignity, it is because we are made in the image of the God who created them. And if they're made in God's image, then this is because humans, unlike plants and animals, possess two faculties that distinguish them apart from the rest of the living things on earth: reason and will. And yet, even if you're put off by talk of God, you still have to grant that fundamentally humans are persons because of their ability to think, to reason. Intrinsic to thinking are canons of logic and rationality that are of no one's choosing and that aren't in the least impacted by somebody's subjective emotion. The critical thinker seeks to trade in a universally human-like currency, you know. Moreover, because critical thinking, like the language in which it occurs, is always inescapably interpersonal, the critical thinker seeks to make of others joint enterprisers in that search for truth. Joint enterprisers. The feelers, on the other hand, can't get beyond themselves, which is sad. Far from welcoming discourse with others, they are conversation killers. They render intellectual intercourse with other human beings impossible. No way to have any sort of a conversation. In the age of the great unreason, critical thinking is as necessary as it has ever been, but it is hard. There are costs involved in this. Lost relationships. You're going to be on the outs with the herd. All of these are considerable. Most of us would find it very hard to rise to this occasion. But the rewards are great, because by engaging higher capacities, critical thinkers emancipate themselves from their animal nature. Their dignity is affirmed in that of those with whom they enter into dialogue and acquire such virtues as good faith, analytical prowess, humility, honesty, civility, and most importantly, courage. You have to have a lot of courage to engage in this kind of a thing, in critical thinking. Hannah Arendt famously noted that it wasn't the stupidity of Adolf Eichmann that led to his monstrous actions. Eichmann wasn't stupid. Rather, this architect of the Holocaust suffered from a curious but quite authentic inability to think. That phenomenon, she argued at the time, was hardly limited to Eichmann, the Nazis, and their sympathizers. It is endemic. But it's also connected to moral character in that those who can't think beyond memes, bumper stickers, cliches, and the conventional wisdom are that much more susceptible than the critical thinker to conform, to go along, to get along. People who go along to get along, they always find a way without thinking this is going to be what it is. Like Antifa, anti-fascists. They don't think what they do is this that I'm about to say. But these that are demanding that we go along to get along, they are complicit in every manner of evil you can imagine. They wish to take away every vestige of your individuality. And, you know, you have to try to appease them, to bow to them. And there is no appeasement of tyrants. If Arendt was alive today in 2020, in the age of the great unreason and the COVID scare, she would probably look at this as evidence that her thesis has been vindicated. It takes no courage whatsoever. You know, there's a lot of reasons for this. Social media really, really took advantage of this. Because everybody wants to be popular. Everybody wants to be known. Everybody wants to have fans. Followers. You know what I'm saying? And in the meantime, while we've been going through this, and I mean, every age group, from people that are my parents' age, which I'm, you know, they're the next generation to pass away. Then there's mine, and I'm on deck. So people that age are very much tied up in social media. They're just completely caught in its grasp, and we have lost something due to it. And it was all by design, by the way. All of that was by design. Social media, especially Facebook, they all know what they're doing. They have studied it. Go look at a film on Netflix. I know, cuties, Bill, cuties. Go look at Social Dilemma on Netflix. I give you that gift. There's a moment of candor. The whole film is nothing but candor on how toxic social media is now. And it's all, the people talking about it are the ones that helped create it. They know. And in the meantime, endeavor to become a critical thinker. You'll save the union doing that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Most anti-gunners that I have interacted with, and, you know, it's not been that many, they would agree that in some way, shape, or form, you have a right to defend yourself. They may have strange ideas what that may or may not entail. They have a lot of ideas that are born out of ignorance, either willfully held or not, but they tend to accept that we have a right to defend ourselves. And on some level, most of them don't argue that we have a right to use weapons to defend that life. Though some think we should use a bad, a sap, a knife, something. But many people believe, truly believe, that the concept of the right to armed self-defense is obsolete. And we get this. Gun control advocates argue that to the extent the Second Amendment's right to keep bear arms was meant to ensure people can defend themselves, that concern is anachronistic in modern times when we have professional police. Remember everything I'm telling you right now, okay? I couldn't help but notice that this past summer in the police, often in direct orders from mayor and public safety chiefs, often stood by while looting and rioting gripped American cities. This abdication of basic policing responsibilities rather weakens the argument that people should just rely on police, as do calls to defund the police. So I decided to write an article about it, which is forthcoming in the Georgetown Journal of Law and Public Policy. In the article, I describe the argument that the right to armed self-defense is obsolete, go into the most detail of anything published thus far about this past summer's violence and the anemic law enforcement response, and then provide examples of individuals and groups that countered the violence with armed self-defense. That was all written by a cat named David Bernstein. He makes care to note that there's a difference between peaceful protesters and those who perpetrated violence on the city streets. Now, I tend to believe that if the protesters had a problem with violence, they should either leave and go home or stop it. But I don't know that Bernstein and I disagree on that particular part of it. Not that it matters. Despite all of his things that he's saying right now, he still thinks that armed self-defense is an outdated and obsolete concept. And if you look at any website out there that has anything to do with guns or gun rights or anything like that, you'll find countless examples of armed citizens defending either their life or the life of another with their weapons. Each of those, in turn, correspond to a situation where someone would likely have either been killed or injured had armed self-defense not taken place. Calling this an obsolete concept, he's choosing to ignore the myriad of examples that we have showing that armed self-defense is still needed. And everything up to the point where he says that, I'm sort of sitting there going, reasoned, and then he gets to that, and I'm baffled that anyone would seriously argue that it's not needed today. I'm not talking about those who want to make a duty to retreat the law of the land or who want to hamstring citizens who opt to carry a gun to defend human life. Even most of those who advance those issues don't try to argue the right to self-defense with a weapon is obsolete. When they're out there saying, well, the police should be the ones doing it, well, what you're doing when you call the police is you're calling somebody with a gun. And that's sort of a dead giveaway that armed self-defense probably isn't obsolete because somebody's got to do it. Even most of those who advance those issues, you know, they may think it, but they know better than to make that claim in anything approaching a serious manner. And the question is, just how prevalent is that thinking among these people? Because this is, once again, academics. This is an academic talking about this. Academics, I don't have a problem with academics per se. But there's just some things that sort of escape them. And I don't get it. I don't get where some of these things escape somebody when they're out there thinking or putting together a concept or out there putting together a position on something. But here's the problem. Stupid ideas leave academia all the time. They come out here into the middle of all of us, and it's just crazy. Coming out of NBC4 Washington, there's a report. Woman working at 7-Eleven fatally shot in Waldorf. Right after the headline reads, a woman working at a convenience store in Waldorf, Maryland, was fatally shot early Thursday by a man who announced a robbery. He was wearing a surgical mask, so he not only escaped, but the helpfulness of the cameras at providing certain identification is compromised. So in other words, the first line of defense such companies claim provide security has been nullified by what a lot of people call the new normal. Not that the effectiveness of cameras hasn't been disputed for some time. And right from the start, we're given two pieces of information to let us know that the victim was mandated defenseless by two different authorities, one exerting control over her livelihood and the other over her freedom. 7-Eleven does not allow its clerks to be armed. They even go so far, according to a poster documented on ConcealedNation.org, as to instruct employees on how not to resist robbers or how to not resist robbers and to also rat out any co-workers who may be hiding in a back room. If that results in injury or death, they had already established the precedent that they're not liable for what happens to franchisee clerks. And let me explain to you what I'm talking about. So somebody else actually owns this business. They own the business, but they have to operate under 7-Eleven rules. Stick with it. And forget it if one fights for your life, even if to only grab the robber's weapon. They'll fire him, and then they'll win the wrongful termination lawsuit. And there's been plenty of documented evidence that the decision makers know damn well what the risks are. It's just that risk management weasels concern themselves with avoiding corporate losses. They don't really care about human ones. The other authority is the state of Maryland, which infringes on the right to bear arms with may issue concealed carry permits. So that means forget it. if you're just plain folks and can't prove to the authoritarian secretary of the Maryland State Police that you have good and substantial reason to wear, carry, or transport a handgun, such as finding that the permit is necessary as a reasonable precaution against apprehended danger. You may as well save yourself the non-refundable application fee. And it's revocable when the conditions for its issuance are no longer deemed valid and can be limited to geographic area, circumstances, or times. So how did this work out for this law-abiding clerk? The robber approached the clerk, produced a gun, announced a robbery, and during that robbery he shot and killed the clerk. And after the robber got the money, he shot the clerk and then fled. So much for just give them what they want, which is the kind of suicidal advice gun grabber groups have been parroting ever since total handgun ban proponent Nelson Pete Shields, the founder of the National Council to Control Handguns, which has evolved into the Brady Center, demanded back in 1981. He said, the best defense against injury is to put up no defense, to give them what they want or run. So, I don't know what you're supposed to do if you're trapped behind a counter. No place to run. But what if all they want is you? Strange times. We live in strange times. In bad times. Coming up in the third hour, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.